Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show, ladies and gentlemen, some webs. I definitely got to put that on there. How the hell are y'all doing? Listen, I'm waiting for my celebrity Jessica RSM to call in. I think that's her right now. Is everybody doing all right? Listen, I'm going to play something real quick. My celebrity's on. My celebrity's on. Hey, Charlene, how you doing over from New York City, girl? What's up? Listen, I'm going to play something. All right, I dedicate to this to one of the other celebrities, but I want just to kind of listen to this real quick. This is for her too, as well. How y'all doing? I ain't keeping on lock. I just want her to know this is my dedication to her as I did the other young lady. That's the part right there. I had to dedicate it to Jessica. What's happening, y'all? Y'all ready? We're going to have an interview right now, a real good one here. Hold on for a second here. Okay, here we go. All right? So listen, y'all. Jessica's on. She's on. She's on. She's on. And we're about to get it in because I got to tell you something. There's a lot of beautiful things down here. And we got to talk about it all. Okay? So hold on. We're about to rock. Jessica, what's happening, baby?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Rossim. I'm back.
I'm good. Listen, my girl, you funny. You got me. Jessica, why you got me laughing at the very beginning of the interview? Huh? We're supposed to be doing an interview and you playing. You over here playing around. Let me tell you something. Jessica, I had a ball with each and every last one of y'all. You don't understand, but I was waiting for you, girl. You understand me? We did an interview, guys, way back about a couple of months ago, but this one right here is different because what I have here, Jess, we're going to go into some different stuff. I seen some stuff you did. Jessica, I was on your page, baby. I seen the stuff you did. We're going to get into it. Yeah. Jess, you're not going to play when it comes to you, girl. So listen, this is what I want to do. Somebody else is like, hi, guys. Hi, y'all. So what I want to do, Jessica, before we get into all this great stuff I got down here, is I want to talk to you about half of the stuff y'all ain't even know. Jessica's doing all this, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I want to do. Let's talk about the virus first, Jess, and then we're going to get into the rest of the stuff, okay? So what I want to ask you, let's talk about that first, because I want to hear your you know, what you think about it, what you're doing, and actually what kind of, you know, advice you can give us, just in your opinion. Talk to us, Jess.
As far as everything, or?
Yeah, all of it. Tell me what you think about the virus, I'm sorry. And then tell me what you're doing
virus.
To stay safe. Yeah,
okay.
The virus, girl, that corona number 19, 18, whatever got going on around here.
All right, so many people, you know, I go on Those Watch Radio every week on Saturday, 6 to 8, and I get on there and I warn people and I inform people and I give updates all the time. And I know people are getting tired of hearing about it, But in reality, people are still, even around us in close quarters, are still dying from it. We have friends that were affected by it and that caught the virus, that survived. But at the end of the day, we're only going to get better if we work together to curb that number. Americans right now is taking too much of a chance by being in public situations and not getting properly tested. There are still people that hadn't come out and gotten tested because they're living the YOLO life, and they may be a type of person that's spreading it around. I personally know that it's affected my pockets. I've been running the Meeting of the Minds with Colors. He's going on his 12th year with the Meeting of the Minds, and I've been helping him run it for the past couple of years. And it's been affecting us. We haven't had a Meeting of the Minds since February. And because we can't risk having so many people from so many different places in one room, and we're not knowing who has what and who's doing what. We're not trying to risk our lives or our family lives. We have older people that we're taking care of. We have young people in our lives. And I personally don't play no games with it. Body Rock has just been decided to take closed videos now. So this weekend we were in Hezzy the Kid video. We did Tori Weldon's video, T.O.P. Productions, shout out to Tori. And it was very small. We were up on a rooftop. Nobody was around. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And that's because we have to take precaution. But in the meantime, guys, mask it up. And please, 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 for the life of me, this is what I want people to understand. The masks are not so you don't catch it. That's for asymptomatic people. That's me protecting you from me, and that's you protecting me from you. It's the same thing. We were just protecting each other, but it's not going to work if we don't both do it. So I'm, I don't, you know, in your car and big public spacious places, you know, go ahead and take your mask off if you feel, if you not feel that you're not around a lot of people. But if you are in close quarters, come in contact, just do the right thing and put the mask on. That's all. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and let's get through this. We are all in this together at the end of the day.
That's right. So. That's right. That's right. That's right, girl. Tell them, Jay. And I love it, too. I love what you just said. One of the things I want to do is shout out to anybody that's doing that. West Ashley's gotten better because where I live over here, it's gotten better because I see more people wearing it in and out the stores. And you can't get in no store over here without it. So you got to have it on anyway. When you're driving, you got to have it on. You know, and all that good stuff. So thank you for giving that information to us, Jessica, and also, you know, telling us what you feel about it and all that good stuff, and even telling us about, you know, what those who are watching, you know, the Meeting of the Minds, that you guys are not going to risk other people's lives at this time, you know, until it gets better. I like that. That's some good stuff. So listen.
Oh, no, my business partner is on it. Color definitely agreed with me and supported me 100%, so.
Absolutely, yes, he does. You better ask somebody. So, but if somebody else just came on, hi, how you doing? Just got the people on here, baby. They supporting you. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. You got some all of these are 843 numbers. How y'all doing? Supporting Jessica and saying that's a beautiful thing. Okay, so listen, Jessica, let's get right to it. When we did the last interview, and I'm saying this for people that wasn't on here, guys, that was one of the most amazing. That was a great one. We had a ball.
Yeah.
All the old school people came on, you know. We had a great talk with Jessica and all that good stuff. And we didn't, you know, it actually turned into something different for me. It's like the old school sitting with a youngin' and just we all talking, you know. Giving her the best advice that we can. So I wasn't really able to get down and get into all the stuff that I wanted to get into, which was fine because it was dope. And this one here, this interview right here, guys, I really want to get into some great stuff that you're doing. And just because stuff I didn't even know about. So this is what I want to do. I want to do something here. I'm going to go down the line of the bio that Colors gave me. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to go down the line, and we're going to tell us about everything. She laughing, y'all. You're going to tell us about every single thing. But before we
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, before we do that, I got to say this on the live TV. I am a very big fan of y'all. Always have been, no matter what. You understand me? It don't matter what. I've always been a fan of yours, and I adore you. And I think that you are so damn talented until it's ridiculous. Do you understand what Miss Sandra is saying? You understand me?
Oh, yes.
Your talent is crazy.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Your flyers. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Jessica, you put me on the front of the flyers. I said, look at this girl. respecting. You feel me? That's some nice thing.
Yeah.
That is so nice to you. You put me on everybody's flyer. It's not like you just put y'all out there and don't put me on there. You put me on here, Jay. That's beautiful. That makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. I love it. I've seen your stuff like, sir, I've been put yours on my timeline. I don't play no games. Everyone's on my time. I put who? Girl, you take out the time to do over that? You kidding me right now? And then, you know, so guys, I just want y'all to know I'm a big fan of this lady, and I'm very proud of her, and I'm just going to keep supporting her, and I just want to see Jessica do bigger and better things, because Jessica's way bigger than what y'all know. So we're going to get right into it. Jessica, the first thing I want to talk about is this. For people that don't know, all right, it says Jessica, and it says RFM. Tell everybody what that RFM means.
Well, in the Bronx, growing up, I was not very attached to my family too much. And when I met my daughter's father, Henry, him Rock from Rock Bay Media, I met him when I was very, very young. Through the years, we developed family, and they started calling themselves the Rock Boys. After a while, in the Bronx, me and my girls, we started calling them Rock Girls, and together we all started having kids. We grew up together, we got older together, and we started calling ourselves the Rock Fam, the Rock Family. So when I came here, I was like, I want a media outlet. I want to be able to, I told Colors, I was like, I want to start doing interviews, and I want a nice media outlet, and da-da-da-da-da. He was like, well, what's the name? And I was like, okay, well, I'm Rock Family, Body Rock, Rock Fame Media. So that's where I started titling myself as Rock Fame Media, and I started calling myself, well, Color started calling me Miss Rock Fame. So it all kind of fell in full circle. That honestly came from the family that we created, you know, growing up, that we feel close to and very much so family today.
That's great. Now, I the Rock scene I like, but you know what? I like Jessica, y'all. That sounds so proper. It's proper. So I love Jay, you know, Jessica, I love that name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that name. That is one of the, that's like that, listen, Jessica, you know that name, like they'll say, one of the famous names is Renee or Jessica, or you ever noticed that, Jessica Albert, Jessica, you know, all the Jessicas in the movie. Oh, I love them. Oh, my God.
My mother's name is Renee. My daughter is Alicia Renee.
See,
so, yeah.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? You understand what I'm saying? I love your name. Like, I love them names. I love them. And I call you Jessica, baby. I guess we all got our own personal name for you. You know?
I love it all.
You know what I'm saying? So, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down the line. Okay? We're going to go down the line, Jessica. The first thing I want to start off with is parade happening on, the 30th of this month right here?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
now, guys, I seen Jessica, before you said, I seen your picture with you with two guys downtown. Y'all was like by the courthouse or something like that?
Yes.
I seen that, Jessica. I was watching, baby. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
I'm
not playing with you. Go ahead.
Well, okay. So a few months ago, we were really deep into rioting, and Black people were questioning their value, and it was turning into anger, and people were just mad that we were just not being treated like citizens, American citizens of all, and the country was built on our back at the end of the day. And, you know, one day I woke up and I was just like, you know, I really think people need a reminder, and I think we need to refigure out who the hell we are right quick, because we're way more powerful together than we are separate. And I think we needed some unity. I think Charleston been through a lot this year. Mind you, we're in a red state, so a lot of things are not in our favor. It just does not happen in our favor. So we live day to day trying to be the best we can in South Carolina. But, you know, it's really hard to shine your light through sometimes. So I said, I'm a dancer, you know, because I could have used any of my platforms, those wives, all this other stuff, you know, Mixfits. But I was like, something else needs to happen. Maybe I need to bring the attention and, you know, because we're doing a lot of talking. Maybe I need to show them that, you know, we're some proud people. We are Black kings and queens, and we need to recognize that. So I asked Body Rock Dance Group. I said, hey, guys, I have a song that I really wanted to do. I really like it. I like what it says. It was called The Black Parade by Beyonce. So at first, I didn't know what album it came up of. I actually just got that in rotation off of YouTube, and I absolutely loved the song. And So I was like, hey, Body Rock, let's use our platform and let's spread some positivity. Let's show some black love right quick, you know, bring the family together, you know, and all this other stuff. So it wasn't big enough for me. I said, no, I'm not going to reach enough people with what I'm doing. I need some more. I need it bigger. I need it grander. So I thought about the talented and dope dancers that I've met throughout these years that has been, you know, has been, you know, supportive. I've supported them. So first person I call, well, out of my team, Shantalina Jameson, that's Lena, that's my female hip hop lead. She's down. She's definitely in the video. We have, Brittany. She's a new member on to Body Rock. Sherrod, they call him Prince. He's on there. And then we have, Tavon. Tavon is on it. And so then I was like, it needs to be more than that. So I contacted Mr. Alex Dixon, who was the first person to film their part for the Black Parade. And we were at the courthouse. That's the young man that you've seen down there. He was right on it. He was so supportive, and I'm so happy he went on. I contacted Shayna Kulaw from Long Time Coming Entertainment because she's a wonderful dancer. Been following her for a very long time. She's not just a singer. She's not just a model. Ooh. She definitely dances too, and she's so fly, and I needed that type of energy. So she was definitely, and I was grateful that she was able to come on. Rhonda Richardson, she is an African dance style performer. She's an instructor. I asked her to be a part of it. Her whole team is going to be a part of it now. I contacted Polo Ortiz out of Dejan T Camp out of Columbia, South Carolina. Polo Ortiz, wow. He just actually broke out as a dancer, and he's a signed dancer with the label. He jumped on it. He did not hesitate to get on. Daniela Garcia, she's from Charleston, but way of L.A. and here, and she decided, she said she was in town. She's jumped on board, which I'm very excited about. Kirsten Farr has a dance team called the Devastating Divas of Dance, and these are little mamas. They are babies, okay? They are little mamas, and they do major style dancing. They are going to be in the video. They're going to be doing their thing as well. I'm so excited that they hopped on. And then, yeah, that's it. And, and Uniqua Williams, she'll be she'll joining into the video, too. So, and all these people, we're going to do this whole song. Mr. Eric Gerardo from Mr. Five Productions, he will be our filmmaker. He will be our editor. He'll be our cameraman. He's been doing such a dope job. He's filming everything. And then on August 30th, we are actually going to have a real black parade at the courthouse, which is a meaningful spot. I meant to do it at the courthouse for a reason, because there's a lot of injustices happening, okay? And we're doing a lot of fighting. So I felt the need to show our blackness, to show the hell off in front of there, okay? So there's going to be an actual black parade. I'm asking everybody to come out. Masks on, please. We're going to be just shooting cameos of everybody to come out support. And, you know, I'll try as much as possible to get everybody's face in. I'm actually asking Jay Brown from Long Time Coming Entertainment, I'm asking him to make an extended version of the song so that we can make a documentary out of it. So not only is it a dance video, not only is it promoting black unity, black love, black family, black power, not only is everybody getting shine off of it, but the city is going to come together and it's going to shine a hell of a light on Charleston, a hell of a light on everybody. And we're going to bother Beyonce. We're going to tag the hell out of her and make us all famous. Yes, ma'am.
That's smart. That's so smart. I like that. I like that. That's good stuff. She probably a lot. Well, hopefully it'll get to her, and it should. And hopefully it gets to her. What I didn't like about what you just talked about is you didn't forget anybody. That's so nice of me. I'm just getting people all the time. But I just think that was so nice. You shut every last person out. Everybody. You just went, name. And people love when one knows that, you know, the appreciation. You know what I'm saying? Jessica, of a person doing something for them or doing something with them, when you appreciate them, people really respect that, you know? Because people go around and don't appreciate you at all. Not you per se, just in general. Like I said, you, like just anybody. But people just don't appreciate. So let me ask you a little bit more about this, and then we're going to go to the next one. What I wanted to ask you about this is that we all, as a myself and people that want to come, will know what time. And you know, I know you said it's going to be right, you know, right there at the courthouse. Because that's what I seen the video, but I seen you two other gentlemen. And, so it's going to be out on our Facebook to get you, so we all know what time. Because you said the 30th. If anything changes, you'll let us know. If any date or anything like that changes, you will let us know. And then you definitely will let us know the time, right?
Oh, no. It's going to be at 4 o'clock at the courthouse, the custom courthouse. And it's going to be in the back of the courthouse across from the water. The reason why I'm doing it on the Sunday is because I did not want to cause. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I've been asking permissions from the city of Hanahan, North Charleston, anywhere I could possibly go. I went to the city halls, you know, and I've asked permission to do this. And everybody's been labeling it like, oh, I don't want no problems. We don't want no protests. It's not a protest. It's a celebration. Just because it's black doesn't mean we're protesting. We can't be proud of it. You let these motherfuckers run around with Confederate flags all day, every day. So, like, and we're out here trying to promote some peace, for God's sakes, and they just wouldn't allow me to do it. So, you know, God made a way. And I just found a good time and a good day on Sundays. There's not a lot of people there. We're in and out. Right. We're doing what we need to do, and we're going. So August 30th, 4 p.m., everybody come through. Represent your brand. If you got shirts, if you got hats, if you got merch, come out there, sell. A great time to network with people. Bring your business cards. Let's work together. This is a building thing as well. I haven't seen a lot of you guys in a very long time. Like, for goodness sakes, I saw Ebony for the first time in a very long time, and I think I almost knocked her over when I hugged her.
I literally
think I almost knocked her.
I tried to be cool. You know where the courthouse is at? She laughing, y'all. Just always be laughing. You know where the courthouse is at? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, in Rockwood Drive, like, if you come from West Ashley and you're coming down.
The one downtown.
Okay.
The courthouse.
The one
that
I see. Where I seen you at, is that where it's going to be at?
Yes.
Okay, I know where that's at. I'm just wanting to make sure. I know exactly where that's at. I'm coming. I'll be there.
Right.
I will be there. I will be there. I'll see if anybody else wants to come. If not, I'll come by myself. There's no problem. I will be there by myself. It don't make a difference to me. But I'm definitely coming. I want to see this. I want to be a part of it. I want to watch it and all that, you know, all that great stuff. So I can't wait to see your dances. And there's going to be other people that got other companies and stuff like that that are just going to be dancing as well, or y'all going to be doing it all at one time. How's that going to work?
Oh no! See, it's filmed. This is all being filmed separately. It's been being filmed all month, and we're gonna compose a video and we're gonna debut the video. So the August 30th at 4 o'clock, Custom House downtown. That's when we'll be filming the literal Black Parade. The choreography, I think. Excuse me. Let me not lie. I believe that my girls and Daniela Garcia will be filming our parts that day, so everybody will get to see us film our parts in front of everybody. But that's only us. Everybody else, I think, is getting their stuff done beforehand. So that's for the editor, that's for Eric, to make sure that, you know, we are keeping up in schedule, because we want to follow the trend right now and hurry up and put this out, because we think people need to hear it, you know. And it's a great visual, great thing. So everybody come out, represent your brand, shirts, whatever it is. If you, there's a lot of people that said they were coming out with Black Lives Matter stuff. You know, I'm definitely making signs. I will have Breonna Taylor's name on a sign. I will have Ahmaud Arbery's name on the sign. I will have a lot of these people's names on the sign. And, you know, from now and, you know, from back in the day to old, you know, Eric Garner, all of them, like, we need to represent. And I'm trying to prove a point here. We do matter. We're equal, too. So August 30th, guys, August 30th, 4 p.m.
Exactly. You sound so excited. Y'all hear that excitement and how that energy she's giving us right now? I know, really, you sound excited. You really do. Like, this is, you know, you just sound so excited. And I don't, you know, I cannot not come with all this excitement you got inside you. You got to be supporting. I'm being supportive.
Sandra, if you need me to come, if you need me to come and get you, I got you, girl. I would love for you to come. Definitely.
I'll be there. You ain't got to worry about it, because I want you to go ahead and take care of yourself. I got you. I'll be there. It's nothing. I'll be right there.
Oh,
I'm going to be there quarter to damn four. You understand? I got this. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to be there. Yeah. So let me just say this. I'm excited. I've never seen nobody really do not something like this. You know, I've seen parades and stuff like that, but this right here seems just a little different, and it's coming at the time that we need it, Jessica. So thank you for bringing it to us and all the great people that's going to be in. I can't wait to see it. I'll be there. I'll definitely be there. So everybody got right? Okay, good. And, hell, you know, we're going to put this on Facebook later so they can listen to it. There's no problem. And, you know,
I'll be posting it under Body Rock, Those the Watch. Yes. I'll be posting it under the Black Parade. It's actually an event on Facebook, yes.
Great. And what Patrice does, one of you guys, which is a nice, wonderful lady, she goes and get it, and she gets these interviews right here, and she sends it to me. She'll put it out, and I'll post it. Everybody interview is on.
Oh, yeah, she'll be on it.
She'll do yours, and then I'll get it and put it on my timeline. So it's so great, you know, for people to go listen to it. For anybody that missed it, can go listen. So that I love that part. I really love that. But I want to get some more stuff because we have a lot to get through here today. There's something else I want to talk to you about. Then we're going to get to How You Met Colors. Now, let me see if I'm saying this right. Misfit Podcast. Is that right? Misfit? Or can you say that? Okay.
Yep.
Tell us about that. Let's talk about that.
It's MIXXFITZ, Mixfits, and it's podcast. That was for copyright reasons, girl. Somebody said, "What you want a what suing block block block?" I was like, "All right, I'm gonna add another X," and now it's different. Okay.
Exactly. You said you smart girl, but you have a good business mind too. Tell us about that. I want to hear about that. I didn't even know.
So the Mixfits podcast started on the Anchor app last year with me, Phoenix, and Tiffany Knowlton, whom I met on Those the Watch Radio. Those the Watch Radio was on location at the Seashore Farmers Lodge in James Island. We were on location for Black History Month, and that was a historical Black museum. So we broadcasted live. She was on as an advocate for survivors of sex trafficking. So I met her and we got close. Come to find out, she's not either. So, you know, of course, we started to talk. You already know how you see another New York person, be like, "Yo, yeah," type shit. Like that's just what it was. So we started to get to talking. Now we got many podcasts out here. I'm such a fan of a lot of podcasts out here. Like there's so many going on. Like the Ice Cold Hour, I'm such a fan of theirs for a long time. Will Love, you know, all of them. And, you know, they talk about regular stuff. You know, everybody got their own style, but nobody talk about the taboo things. You feel me?
Right.
Like, after, you know, the husband cheats on the wife and the wife finds out he gets divorced or he go back to the wife and they live happily ever after, what happened to the woman that got left behind? What happened to her? You feel me? The people that are not into conventional type of relationships, what if somebody's not into monogamy? What if they love two men? What if two men, you know, what if two women love one man? Polygamy is a thing as well. So we talk about mostly taboo things that are not really said through our other podcasts. We talked about impotency. We talked about female and male enhancers. We also have a sideshow called Kinky Mixing with the Mixfits. That is an 18 and over show, and it's actual adult, sophisticated, more sophisticated conversation about sex, because you know, sex culture is a thing, lust is a thing, different from love, you know, infatuation is something different than salivating over somebody. And you know, with Kinky Mixing, we usually get into the nitty gritty of the physics of sex and how it, you know, it affects you in every way, even at your job, even during business, you know, situations, personal, and all of that, whether you're single, you're married. But the Mixfits podcast, we talk about the more taboo subjects. We have talked about an incident with Tiffany getting almost pulled on her while she was doing Instacart. She did delivery service, and we both work for them. We talked about the riots that was going on out here. We talked about, you know, toxic business relationships, overcoming depression. We talked about just pretty much being an adult out here, but some of the stuff that we talk about, nobody really talks about out here. So for the people that were wondering, you know, or always wanted an outlet to talk about those things, you know, we definitely engage. We go live all the time. We make rooms on Facebook so people can be a part of it and actually engage with us. Instagram, we're way more popping over there. Facebook is okay.
I'm sure.
Instagram, we got way more love over there to the point where eventually we're going to have to take our content to a paid service, you know, because the Kinky Mixin, you know, got a lot of attention, but like a lot of it has to be blocked. I don't care how sophisticated the conversation is. Somebody's always a hater and somebody's always reporting some stuff. So eventually we're going to have to move on with that. But either way, it's a girls podcast. We're about to have a ladies night out. So our next show is going to be great. Junie Freeman is a part of Kinky Mixin as well. She's actually from Bougie Bodega. She's a makeup artist. So, you know, it's actually pretty great. Yeah, and we're getting there, and we got a whole lot of shows. Our next show actually is funny. We're talking about the Undercover Brother Girl.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that going around, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it on YouTube. It's a whole lot of that going around. But one of the topics you was talking about that I would really either love to go, if you could tell me where to go at once we get later on down, you tell everybody where to go, I would really love to see what you guys talked about this. Because this is one of the things. Now, not only sisters are killing each other over, but beating each other over, is two women in love with one man. Now, I would really love to hear that. If you guys already talked about that, I would love to hear what y'all came out with that one.
That's an old episode. I will pull that out the archives and tag
you.
I will repost it for you.
Yeah, please. I want to hear it. I want to know what y'all came up with, what people might have said about it, because this is what two black women, and I'm talking about us, this is what we fight over. It's crazy. Like, we kill each other over one man. You know, two women. I say us because it's all of us. You know, it may not be one of us per se, but black women are doing it terribly. So I'm glad y'all have covered that. So I want to hear what you had to say about that. Jesse, you got to send that to me. I really want to hear about that.
Yeah, you got it.
I got to hear about that one right there. That's a good one right there. I want to see what y'all said, who said what, whatever. I want to. So we got some more stuff to go. Yeah, we got some more stuff.
We always talk about. Just to let you know, anything on the Mix This podcast, we open up ourselves freely, and we do talk about personal things. If you're there for the judgment, enjoy. We don't care. We put it out there for you to have content for us to talk about it in the first place. So if you're judging us for our lifestyle, like, I'm pretty sure nobody's that far good. Nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? So let's not judge. We open up ourselves for you guys for entertainment, for discussion and for the show, and we do it unapologetically. So I'm done with that.
Please say that. I don't blame you. That's just what it is. You know, I don't know how people got so much money to be judging. I don't get it. But you know, we do it anyway. I said we as in black people, white people, whatever. We all just you know, we do it anyway. Now before we get to the next part, because I got some other stuff I want to go down and I want you to explain it all. I want to ask you, because you know what, Jessica, I don't even remember this one. How did you meet Colin?
Actually, my boyfriend at the time, JoJo, Joseph Hunter from Alienation, that was a group with Dean Alcetto, Ace, I forget the other ones, but anyway, he was, I guess, performing that night, and I think it was like a competition, and I believe it was one of Quan Rip's party too, and it was one of their situations, and Colors and Lovey and Jay Vibe and Jay Brown were there with Soul Swatch Radio, believe it or not. And they were interviewing people. And believe it or not, one of my first interviews, which is funny, in Charleston, South Carolina, was Soul Swatch Radio. So I kind of came back full circle, basically.
Oh, dear. I didn't know what you were going to come up with. Oh, wow. Okay, so now, Jessica, I'm going to have to ask Colin if that's the way it went. We got to get his side. What's up, Donna? Okay, Colors, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Rob Ferry, what it do?
What's happening?
I'm just enjoying it all. Oh, I love the way you're saying you're going down the list. It's like just studying it like a student.
I'm not playing with Jessica. I'm not playing with Jessica right now.
I'm trying to remember the club. It wasn't a Quan Rip event, though. It was actually this lady ended up dying. She was a promoter from New York, brought down Corey Gunn. Her name was AD the General.
Oh, that was the Corey Gunn thing, and he flamed because everybody was asking, because I was managing Mag at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because let me tell you, Sandra, I was up there. I was like, so is Corey Gunn supposed to come? They was like, yeah. I was like, he don't show up to nothing. How do you know? Because I'm from the
Bronx. He don't show no
damn
way.
And he don't show up nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. That was it.
That's what he's known for.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember her coming
yes.
to the, yeah. She came with Vanessa Epic Fuller, and it was her and Phoenix, and it came in, and I said, y'all, what y'all do? And they said, we dance. And I was like, what kind of dance? They're like, oh, no, not that kind, like choreography, like real. I was like, okay, all right. And then I remember me and Lovey and J-Vibe interviewed them in the back. I remember that, yeah. And that's how it started. That was the start of it. I actually still got that picture. The first picture, first time meeting her.
Wow. Listen, Coach, I'm going to share something with you on here while Jessica's on here right now.
What's up, Mom?
And I don't know if you ever knew this or not, but I'm going to tell you something about Jay. Don't you know, like here in Charleston, South Carolina, besides the young girls that I had when they were real young, when I first started, like in 1984, I didn't know Jessica then. But what I would say is this. Out of all the girls that I've had, you know, taught to dance or anything like that, anyone that I might have done, like, taught a dance to, I want to share this with you, Colors. Do you know that Jessica was the only female that was ever to keep up with the dance,
She was the only one?
Yeah, the only female, yeah, ever. Like, okay, I taught Sade. It took Sade a long time to get it. I taught...
Madam Malicious.
I taught her friend. I taught somebody. And what's the other girl name? Oh gosh. I forgot her name. But anyway, she never even got to pass number one. But Jessica was the only one. Now listen now. When I say taught Jessica, I really didn't teach teacher. What I did was, I said. The music, I said, Jessica, I'm going to put the music on, and I'm going to do such and such. And she did it without even learning it for the first time. I didn't teach her nothing. I just did it. She just did it right behind me. Who does that shit? I mean, she did. And I said, Jessica, you got to put that on Facebook. And it was a salsa. Who the hell knows salsa? That shit is hard to learn. I was like, yeah, you got to. So she had a class. She had a class first. So she did her class and everything. And then I said, Jessica, come on, let's play around with something. And she's okay. And I said, okay, put these on your hands. She said, okay. And this is for the boys. And then this girl came from North Carolina, Cullen. And the girl taught Jessica, she learned it again. So both of us, like, it was nothing. She didn't even like how to do no counts, no nothing. One of the things I love about a dancer, if they have to, they do count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, or the music. I do mine by the beat as it go along, and I think the other girl did a count. I think Jessica teaches my count. But me, I just cheat by the beat, which is kind of harder. Jessica learned both of them. Jessica was the first person ever in Charleston, besides the little kids that I had, that ever was able to dance without me going through a whole dance. I was like, do this, and she just did it concurrently, like right behind, and did the whole dance. Tell me that's not crazy. I had to shit out with you, Colors. I had to shit out with you. He could go.
Oh, yeah. What's understood, don't need to be explained, like I always tell her. What's understood, don't need to be
explained. All of us on here, listen, that was dope. That was crazy. I mean, Jessica can go. And I mean, I don't think Jessica knows how many times I watched her in that place over here, West Ashley, where Jessica used to practice.
Dance rap, yeah.
Oh, I used to be on it. I mean, Jessica, I didn't know that. I used to stay on. I used to always watch you dancing with all those people over there. Because, you know, I love dancing, Jessica. Anybody can dance like you, I just wow out, you know, so. I love the dancing. And then one last thing, and I'm coming, you got to get off. You did a dance for, you got to get off. You did a dance for a choreographer for a headline. Let me tell you what made me laugh when I watched this. Headline would get going off, right? And I was looking, and I said, you know what? You can. Jessica was like on the end. She was chilling, just watching them do their thing. And I said, now, if I, now, let's just say, I didn't know Jessica, I didn't know the headline, I didn't know nobody in there, right? Immediately, I would have knew Jessica had had Corey Graham. Most dancers do that. Jessica sits on the end, and she was just chilling and watching them and being very happy, you know, that that was her shit, you know. So,
yeah.
In regards to just the dancing, not just singing, but yeah, because listen, the headline was going off, like she was killing that shit, but. I knew Jessica taught it. If I didn't know, I would have known. I just would have known because you could tell she was, yeah, she was chill like that. Okay, I choreographed that shit. What, y'all? That's what she did in the staff. You know, so yeah. All right, Coach, you got to go, baby. You got to go. It's time for me to move on.
Bye, Colin.
Bye, Colin. All right, I had to share that with my dude. Okay, so Jessica, let's go. Now we at. Jessica laughing. Sure, that's what Jessica do, be cracking up laughing. Okay, Jess, let's go to Those to Watch TV edition. Now, tell me about that, because that's, I never heard that. What the hell is this edition? Tell us about that, Jessica.
Well, Those to Watch TV edition came from Colors again, but he asked me to join on to host with him. We go to Mr. Goodman, and in James Island, and he has a studio out there, and it's awesome. He does podcasts, photo shoots, and he runs a pretty much like a, it's a website. It's www.2xposu.com. So it's 2xposu.com. Mm-hmm. And he has actually a bunch of great shows on there. Breida Poe is on there. There's a few great people on there, and they have books, and they have different type of shows. But Those to Watch, we pretty much sum up everything that we do throughout the month. At one point, you know, even at one point in time before all this coronavirus happened, between Colors and I, we ran a whole bunch of shows and did a bunch of podcasts, and we were hopping on other people's shows at one point in time, and we were just so busy. It was a nice rundown and a nice melting pot of everything, so you can actually follow, catch up, and don't miss a beat on anything. So that's really cool. And we have a nice little half an hour show, and me and Colors get on there and be goofy. Colors admires himself in the, you know, the big monitor. It's hilarious. And and we just have a good time, and yeah, we got Mr. Goodman takes pictures for us, and we call it a day. It's a nice little wrap up. It's a great thing, and actually too, and I think Colors is because of the exposure. I think that you know, me and Colors decided to try to take on interviews so people can get some TV exposure and be a part of the magazine and things like that. So.
Okay, so basically, let's just say I was somebody that was working hard and didn't see it the whole week. Well, hell, I do work hard, but so, and then I wanted to see it, and I watched it. Y'all, what y'all doing is telling me that from Monday through Friday, I missed it all, but at Friday, y'all going to tell me everything that happened the whole week? Is that what that's kind of like?
Yeah, basically, that's the whole month. Yeah, we wrap up the whole month. And we give you a preview of what's happening the following month. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, that's what I want. Yeah, okay. When they said addition, I'm thinking, well, at first I thought it was something that was added on. But then after you started talking, that's why I wanted to ask, was that something like, just in case I missed something, you know, I can go back and, you know, check everything out and all like this stuff. Because I'm a big go back, check out chick. I'll go back in a minute and
tell
me about it. I love being educated. I love to be educated. I love education, baby. Without that, you ain't got nothing. Because at the end of the day, if any of us lose all what we got, you're gonna have to be short enough to get something different. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in the event that you don't, you know, whoever may or may not make it, you have to have, you need something. You know, you need something to lean on. So.
Right.
Yeah, I love to be educated. You know, and these days, Jessica, you don't even got to go to damn college to do all kind of stuff. You know, look at you with the damn flyer.
Yeah.
You with the college man? You were goddamn thinking your ass got somebody taught you all that and stuff like that. Them flyers, they're crazy. I love them. So let's go to, we're going down the line. Let's go to Meeting of the Mind. Now, I hope I'm saying this right. What the hell is a tipsy twerk?
Oh, well, let me get that up. I can do that right now because, you know, Boss Lady is legit. And I definitely am a wonderful fan of hers. So I'm about to put you on right now.
Okay.
soon as I find it. Well, one thing I can tell you while I'm looking for it, Tootsie Twerk is a an event type of dance class. You book it for bachelorette parties and things like that. And she has she's a licensed I think she could like sell alcohol. She has a liquor license. And so she come with a full bar. Yeah, and she brings on her instructors. She has a bunch of instructors. One does, you know, regular tootsie twerk. The other one does, like, you know, twerkaholics, all this other stuff. And then they have trap pole fitness. And but, yeah, these ladies basically book the class. They get a nice little drink in. Oh, she has games that she plays. It's dope. Mm-hmm. It really is dope. So
are you a part of it? Are you
my part of it? My part of it is I'm an instructor. I teach body language 101. So when she books an event, you pick what style you want, and that depends on what instructor comes through. Mine is pretty, and I'm doing like I think she got me doing like 3 classes a week coming up, you know. So, But her name is Dominique. She's pretty much the creative mind behind the Tootsie Twerk LLC brand. And she's from Charleston. she was basically looking for something to do for her birthday. And she had, she wanted to do something for her birthday. So she got her friends together. They played games. They twerked a lot. They had fun. They were drinking. And that's where she got the idea from. They were featured on Bounce Around Charleston, Travel Noir Magazine, Essence Magazine, and they were a special guest in the Twerk and Twirl with Latrice Royale from RuPaul's Drag Race, which I was a part of, by the way. I taught a big class of like 45 people. It was amazing. That was this was actually I forgot where it was. It was downtown. It was during Pride Month. It was during Pride Month, and it was in a gym downtown, a huge gym. And it's it was sponsored by Roper St. Francis Hospital. And I got to meet Latrice Royale from RuPaul's Drag Race, which was pretty, pretty dope. So
I love her. I love her.
Yes, yes.
That's my girl. I don't miss Ru being a part. Listen, I've been a fan since before Ru even had, you know, RuPaul. I mean, like, I've been a fan when she just, like, first came out. Like, even when she was in Eric
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was a fan ever since back then. And speaking of that, let me ask you something. Downtown by the Music Farm, Jessica, across that street was a place where they would go, because I wanted to go, and I ended up, I didn't make it, but Renee went, though. Renee and her friends went out there. What was the name of that, Jessica, was a place where, you know, the guys go and switching and looking beautiful women. It was right across the street from, I think they closed it down, right across the street from Music Farm. Yeah, I can't remember what the name of it was.
Dang.
I think right now. But I know Renee has went there. I had a ball. Renee used to go over there, and I wanted to go. I just never made it down there. I wanted to go. Listen, I am a big fan, a huge fan of the Pride women, men, listen, my sister's a lesbian. I love it, yet. Girl, please, I love it all. And RuPaul, nobody better mess with RuPaul. You hear me? I love.
Oh yeah, I love her too.
Yeah, I don't miss no show. I don't play. I know everybody. But you know, Shangela's my best one in the whole world. Shangela's my girl.
Oh yeah.
Shangela, if you hear me, I'm sure. That is my favorite girl in the whole world. I would love to meet her. Roxanne, if you're listen, I can't bring up Jessica. That's for me. Jessica, if you ever get to anybody that knows Shangela, you have got to tell me, please.
Yes.
I try to get on my show, and I couldn't. I try to get on my show, but I couldn't get to her managers and stuff. Oh God, I wonder how much. That's my favorite girl in the whole world. You want to play with the Beyonce?
Oh my goodness! Yes, I know.
She kills it. She kills it. Okay, well, thank you for telling us about that. I really enjoyed hearing about that. Now, I want to go in with something that's just core. Meeting of the Mind Bosses. What's up with that? Tell us about that.
Well, the Meeting of the Bosses is a podcast of a conglomerate group of young and older professionals. That means and younger and older, meaning people that's been in the game for a while, people that are just starting out like me. And it's pretty much we come together and we talk different subjects.
that pertains to us entrepreneurs and how, you know, we can succeed off of it. We talk about daily struggles, like, you know, dealing with the COVID and how it affected our business, you know, business relationships, how to promote yourself better, how to push your business further. We share each other's things. We're supposed to be sharing each other's things, but most of the time we share each other's things and we celebrate each other's successes. And we have a lot of fun with it. Every month we come on and we pretty much wrap up, you know, basically all that we were doing too. It gives us a chance to promote ourselves a little more, you know, to let people know what we're doing and how we're keeping up with life and things like that. I mean, everybody in that group has been so busy and so successful. I mean, everybody in the group has something to post almost every week. We got people in there dropping albums, magazines, videos, like merchandise. Like, it's a pretty dope group of people. And we have different opinions and we all go through different stuff. So it's good that we come together, we can vent, get it off our chest. If we have any questions, we're able to support each other.
I like that. That was really, really nice. And that was at 787 or no? What were you guys doing at?
Right now it's via Zoom because, you know, coronavirus.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
But it's every last Sunday. Except we won't have one this month because everybody's going to come out and we're going to support the Black Parade. So
Exactly. Now, tell us the difference, because we, you know, I asked you about those who watch TV this year, but now I'm asking you about just those who watch the show. Now, tell me about that, because I know these are all different things. And then, Jeff, I got the most difficult question for you after this. You're going to be like, and says, you did not ask me that. But listen, so give it for us. Now, those who watch show, tell me about that, because that's different from the Addition TV.
Yes, those who watch radio was around first. It was through many networks. Not many, I lie. A few networks. It went in and out. But it's always been an independent show. It was started with Jay Brown, Jay Vibe, I think Lovey and Colors. And those who watch radio, we interview artists. We interview artists, entrepreneurs, anybody that's doing anything with anything. If you're doing something great, we always love you to come on. We give half an hour slots, three slots a week. And we chop it up and we talk to the artists and we interview them, get them some shine. We do provide promo. Colors will promote the hell out of everything. I'm telling you, he gives you at least 100 shares. It's not like, you know, you're not being supported. And it's a good thing. You know, people get really excited about it and we broadcast it via Zoom right now. But before, we used to go in studio. We used to go to Jay's house and we used to do it there. And he used to set up cameras and mics for us, which I totally miss because I miss my guys, man. I do. I miss them. I haven't seen them in a really long time. Yeah. So I don't get to see them often. Like, I got to see Jay and Colors at the same time. Like, what, 2 weeks ago when an artist was signed? I think Chop the Poet was being signed, and Jay came through. Like, so, you know, it was really nice to see everybody. So, yeah, but those who watch TV, I mean, those who watch radio, it's going on. It's going on in 6 years. Yeah, 6 years. And we're definitely making some progresses. Like I said, we were an award-winning show. And, you know, we just won a Skooma Award this year, so, you know, that's pretty dope.
I was about that, girl. Tell us, as a matter of fact, tell us about the one you won, too, now, because you won one as well for your dancing. Tell me else about that. Tell us about the ones that all of y'all won, because y'all like a big old damn family. Go ahead.
Well, I believe Long Time Coming won Management Group of the Year. I did not win a Skooma Award. There was no dance category at the Skoomas. So I wasn't nominated for anything. So, but my teams won. My people around me won. You know, I had a bunch of friends that won. Charleston pretty much swept that doggone award show. That's a fact. To the point where that night I was at home and I was just hashtagging Charleston, bring it home, Charleston, go Charleston, because there was nobody to root for. You had to root for everybody because they went out there strong. Ebony won her award. Donna J won her award. Like, and Donna J didn't even Oh, yeah.
Donna Day. Mm-hmm. Donna, too?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Donna.
Yep.
Ooh, I love it.
Exactly. So it was a lot going on. Colors won an award. Yeah, for a long time coming. And he got those
Donna
watch
coming.
Radios. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. We had a very successful year so far. Yeah.
Well deserved to all of y'all. Well deserved. Okay, I'm saying it on my show. Well deserved. How about that? Okay. Well deserved. I love it. Damn it. So listen. Here go the question. You ready, Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now be ready because I'm at you, Jessica. If you
yes,
had
ma'am.
One thing to choose, okay, you ready? Let's go. If
yes.
you had one thing to choose, let's just say. Someone came up to you. You don't want to see God right now because you're going to heaven. You don't want to die yet. But let's just say something
right.
in that area comes to you and say, listen, you only got one thing to choose. And they say to you, would you choose to do it they gave you a date. And I don't want to say a date because I'm making this all up. And they say to you, well, you can only do Charleston Black Parade. You can only do Mixed Fit. Podcast, you can only do those to watch TV edition. You can only do, I guess you can stand up and kill you. You can only do.
Oh no, I got my
answer. Okay, hold on, don't say that. You can only do any of the Mind Voices or Meeting Up. Yeah, or you can only do those to watch show. And then I got one more, which I think that one, I don't think you're too much. You're involved in it. Well, yeah, Meeting Up the Minds, you know, Tipsy Twerk, but that one I don't too much want to put in there. If they told you, you could pick one, Jessica, out of all of them, you had to. Not if you, they say you had to do it. What would it be? Give us your answer.
It would definitely be Body Rock Dance Group. And I say that because I'm not done with that yet. That's all mine. That came from my heart. That's my baby.
Right.
That's a part of me. And
mm-hmm.
I started it all by myself, and I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
build a studio. I want a performing arts studio. I want a place for kids to come after school so they don't have to be hanging out places and take art and culture classes and learn how to paint from Georgia
mm-hmm.
Nubia and learn take and get singing lessons from Miss Headliner and learn how to, you know, spit some bars from Hezzy the Kid. You know, I want to
mm-hmm.
be able to have a performing arts center that us independent artists and dancers and performers can give back to the youth and actually build up the artistry, because a lot of money is being taken away from a lot of these schools for the arts programs. And my job is to make sure that these kids and these teenagers have someplace to go. I've been dreaming about this for so long because I was from the
mm-hmm.
Bronx. I am from the Bronx, from the gutter. Valentine Avenue ain't that sweet of a place. I say that all the time, and people have been saying that for years, okay? So it's gutter, you feel me? So, like, where I came from, dancing saved my life, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I owe dancing everything, because
okay.
for my situation and where
mm-hmm.
I came from and who raised
mm-hmm.
me, I was supposed
mm-hmm.
to be a crackhead. I was supposed to have all these kids. I was never supposed to go to college. I was supposed to be the loser that they thought I was going to proceed. Absolutely not. I am not
Ooh.
A subject of my environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, you
I
know
got
what?
To learn
go
something different. And I would definitely let Body Rock flourish. I'm sorry. Everything else got it. Everybody else got that. I partner with everybody else. Colors would flourish.
Okay.
He would do great. Makes sense, too. But Body
well,
Rock.
You know what? That wasn't the best answer. That was the only answer. You understand me? Because every
mm-hmm.
time, Jessica, let me tell you something. If you wouldn't have said that, I would have found you and beat that. You know what? You better have said that. Let me tell you something. That is what New York is about. Dancing, the rapper. That
mm-hmm.
saved us. That's what saved me. Jessica, if I can
yeah.
do anything, I'll go back and dance. And I'm too old for it now, but I'm just saying, even now, I will promote some of the sisters yourself and give some whatever I can for you, so you can go out there and do it. Dancing has saved my life. I know what you're talking about, Jay. I know what you're talking about. You better have said that, girl. You'd have me looking for you. God damn it. I can't look at you understand me? You better have said that. You laugh right there. You said the right thing. So, dancing is
Amen.
Crazy, Jessica. Listen, Jessica, our story. You from New York. You know, well, I'm going to honey for the Christmas woman. It saved our lives. You know, from you, from your family, me and not my family not wanting me. I understand, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So that was that's the only answer for you. That was the only
mm-hmm.
one. There was no choice. Because when you said, I already know, hell, I already knew. I could have rushed you right over.
Yep.
I didn't let you say it. You better have said that, girl. Ladies and now, you know what I love about this interview is because it's so different from the last one. I said to myself, I said, you know what? I even told her, I said, I am not. I refuse. I said, I am not going to do that interview the same exact way. And I said, I want to do something different. And even Color said, you know what, Sandra, he did come this. He said, she loves you. He was talking about, you know, your dancing and stuff. He said, but you know what, Sandra, you've got to really dig into, you know, what she does and everything. So this is Jessica. I'm on the other side listening to Color on the phone, right? And I'm saying, I'm saying to myself, my Color's playing with the company, Jessica. I'm playing with the company, none of my celebrities. I know what the hell I'm doing. This should be my life.
Right.
Don't you worry about it. But you know what, guys? It's not so much. He wasn't trying to tell me what to do. You know, what it is that he's so passionate about all of y'all. And every day, from the time, listen, Jessica, from the time we start all the way to you, there was that one time me and him did not get on that phone and talked about everything and made sure y'all was straight. You understand? And I like that. I like that. I want to shout out my daughter, Renee Brown. My daughter worked so hard for me with this. I really appreciate her. She really, really worked as hard for me with this, and I really appreciate her for it. But, yeah, shout out to her. But he really wanted to make sure that you all was, you know, great. And I want to meet all the other ladies in person. I really do. But, guys, I've already met Jessica. I've already been around Jessica. I've already, you know, I had the opportunity to teach Jessica this. That makes me feel good, Jessica. It really does. It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel good that I was able to do something with you, and you came out and did it all by yourself without me. I mean, you were killing. You killed it by yourself. So you just like, I put the two things on her. She just looks crazy. You know, and so I feel like that I had the opportunity, to teach you that. So I'm real happy about that, you know, that I was able to be a part of what you love and what we love together, you know, and I want to see more happen, you know. So, yeah. So, listen, what I would love to do is to ask you this. I just keep going. I can go on. Y'all want me to see y'all? I can go on and on. We on the roll here. So, Jessica, right now in the industry, okay? If there was a good thing that you could say about the industry, and if there was, like, the worst thing that you could say, what would it be? Tell me your worst thing if there's any at all. I don't play no games. Cause I tell you what my worst thing is. I mean, I got to be interviewed to hear that one, but, you know, which I didn't say it was, but, I said it was. I wasn't playing no game or rolling in the yard. I just went crazy. But with you, this is about you. What is, if anything at all, what is the one thing you could say, this is what I really don't like about this industry?
What I really don't like about this industry is that opportunist energy when you have loyalty to people, when you do something for somebody and you help them, like, for God's sake, it could be anything. You could come up and be like, you know, Jessica, I want to be a toenail painter. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me promote you. I'm going to make you a flyer. I'm going to get you to other toenail painters. I'm going to actually get you some clients because I believe in you. You're my friend. You're my people. You feel me? But you got to realize who's your friend and who's just using you for opportunity.
Right.
You got to learn how to distinguish the two, and you got to learn how to separate it. And you can't have such a thin skin about it, too, because people are going to do that. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, and it doesn't matter what it is. People are going to, you know, if they're not loyal to you and all they're seeing is the opportunities instead of coming up like a team, you feel me? Like you coming up, you could bend it down for me, pulling me up, you feel me? So we can both, you know, shine together. No, you don't step on people's backs. You don't be disloyal. You don't make things up about people. Don't be messy in this industry. That's all that's the only worst experience I have is people that used to be my friend, all of a sudden I'm a hoe. All of a sudden, you feel me? Mm-hmm. She this, she that, da 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 da. Like recently, I had somebody out of Body Rock tell me, you know, you old big teeth, donkey ass, you ugly fat, fuck Body Rock, fuck you, fuck this, you ugly hoe. I was like, oh, okay. I dead promoted you for months, put you in videos, paid for trips, got you paid, featured you in videos, got your name out there, literally got you paid jobs, and I'm a fat, ugly, donkey, big teeth, you know, so I took it with a grain of salt, you feel me, and I just let it go. But last year, I would have fought her, you feel me? That's why I had to have some growth. But that's the only thing that I hate about the business down here is the backstabbing. Once they see opportunity elsewhere, they like to step on necks in order to win. And it's like, it didn't have to be that way. We can all just work together.
Right. Well, let me
I don't understand it.
I always got a goddamn opinion. That is called J-E-A-L-O-U-S. I hope I said exactly the right thing. Like jealousy. I haven't spelled the shit. That is called, okay? That's what that is called. You know, people just don't understand. That is never jealousy, baby. And to come out and tell a female something like that, I think we all are beautiful. Everybody got their own beauty inside them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know where she get that from. Maybe she look in the mirror, she'll see herself. How about that? Maybe she's talking about her damn self. I know because she ain't talking about
you.
I've been around.
It doesn't even matter. Sandra, you know why it don't matter? You know why it don't matter? Because some people love donkeys. Some people think they're adorable. So it's okay. I don't care. I honestly don't care because I know who loves me and I know who for me. You feel me? Thank you. See,
well,
it's
not true,
baby.
Jessica. That's fine, but it's not true. I have to disagree with her with that. It's not true, okay? Mm. Period. So,
and it's all good. And she's still beautiful, and I still wouldn't allow nobody to talk crazy about her. I don't allow nobody to gossip about her. I don't allow her to do any. I didn't allow anybody to do it because I'm not her. You feel me? I still support her and as much as possible. You feel me?
Right. Listen, you got a question. I think this is my. This is Donna. I think this is Donna. Donna, did you sweetie? Donna.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Train Cutter.
He got a question.
What's going
How you doing?
On?
I didn't know you was on here.
I'm doing fine.
What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just listening, and I'm feeling so much vibes, and, you know, it's like, wow. You know, and I just want to ask a question, man. And
you know, me and you just brought up last week.
Yeah, you know, and I'm always listening. You know, I'm always listening. I will always show support to the others as well, you know, and shout out to the whole crew, you know, and
hey.
You know, nothing but love, and we trying to keep that thing right. Now, my question is, you know, might sooner or later I might do a video. I might want you to choreograph that or be a dancer in my video. How you feel about that?
Oh, well, definitely. You let me know what you need, and I'll definitely help. You know how to contact me, man.
Yeah, because, you know, because growing up and watching Soul Train and Star Search and stuff of that nature, it's like I always just see them boys dancing and getting down, but I tried it, but it ain't never been my thing. But, you know, I always wanted it to incorporate it into things that I do. Because my videos don't really have dancing.
I got dancers all up from females, contemporary to hip hop. I have men, I have women. What you need? I got it all. Once I try.
I know that's right. Yeah, I'm trying to bring it all this time, you know, and I don't want to leave nothing out. You know, I want to bring dancing in there and all that.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
That's good.
That's right.
You keep up doing good work, you know.
She's doing great work. Listen, you know y'all going to take over when this thing is over with, right?
I became a fan of his when he signed on and Colors gave me his old work, his older work. I was like, this is dope. Where the hell he been at?
He's not been a fan of Colors. What?
Listen. I want a couple copies of those too, you know. If you could do that for me, if you can get that for me, I want to put a DVD together, like with all my videos together. If you can do something like that for me, you know, we can make something happen. You know, I don't know if
hit
you ever saw it, but Beyonce.
You're not saying nothing but a word. You're not saying nothing but a word.
You know, the wheel started turning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got you. But definitely hit me in the inbox.
I know your number, so I know it's you, Cut it. I'm going to be shouting you out. Thank you so much because you was coming on every day. I thought you were somebody else. Thank you so much for not only supporting your people, but
supporting
me at the same time. So thank you so much.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Same
I
here.
Love it. Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
ma'am.
You.
All right.
Hit me after the show.
All right. Hit me after the show. Give everybody your media, girl. Give all your media.
Yes,
tell us what. Okay, so listen, Jessica, real quick, I got to ask you this last question. When you, let's just say somebody want to hire you for something. Because you got so much going on, tell us which one, because I don't even know one of them that we come straight to you for.
You
got so much going on. Talk to me. Who we go to?
The
the easiest way to get me for anything, any one of them things, is straight on my Facebook, Jessica RFM. That's why I made it very easy. Jessica is a very easy name, and RFM, nobody got that as a last name, literally. You can look it up. Nobody does it. So
no.
It's there. You can hit me on Facebook, and I'll answer right away. And if you can't get me, definitely color. Fellas know all what's happening with everything, mostly. So.
What about IG?
Instagram, it's Savage. It's Savage Sag 32, SAVAGESAG 32.
You said G 32?
Yeah, like Savage, SAG,
okay.
32.
Okay. Okay, SAV. Okay, Savage, yeah. Like 21 Savage, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? I was going to ask you, like, who would you like to dance, but I already know it's Beyonce. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, it's Beyonce. It definitely is Beyonce. It's always been Beyonce. I'm a Beyonce freak. Oh, my God.
Yeah, B can go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm a big fan of Ciara's.
Yeah,
you know.
She's another one. I like her, too. I think I would probably, honestly, I would have to go with Jen. Because Jen is laid back like me, so I would have to go with Jen. Like, if anybody ever asked me, what would you, not now. I mean, I'm older now. I'm talking about that kid. I would have picked Jen. For sure. Probably Jen and J-Lo. I've got to be honest. A lot of people can't stand J-Lo, but I would have, I'm being honest. Those are the two I would have picked. Yeah.
And, you know, those are performers. Those are performers. Those are taught people. You know, I do want to shout out the choreographers and dancers that I do know that is actually out there working. And those are real choreographers that does stuff. I want to shout out, he's a transsexual, dancer. He's a woman, you know, dancer, but he's transsexual. They call him Machete White. He's out in Atlanta. Wildebeest Adams, I've been a big fan of his. I don't know him personally, but he works with Usher and Chris Brown and all these other people. Janelle Genstra, I actually took an online class with her a few times. She's amazing.
Ooh.
Jenny out of Charleston, South Carolina, the Dance Lab, definitely give her a shout out. She's an amazing choreographer. She does jazz, tap, ballet, hip hop, everything that you could possibly think of, salsa, everything. Holy City Dance Studio, I want to shout out them for sure, because I taught a lot of classes out there. And they've always been very supportive and giving me free studio time. And they do it for the culture because, you know, it's hard for us to really get that.
Right.
To donate. I'm actually going to be doing a whole month of September run. Body Rock Dance Group got a lot of work coming up. And everybody else always asks for support. We don't have no merch. Everything comes out of our pocket. Sometimes, guys, we are doing stuff for free. We don't get paid all the time. So I'm going to be taking up donations for studio time, for our studio time. We need big spaces. And it costs a little bit more than the artists have to pay with the engineer, with the music. It's different. You know what I mean? We actually got to take up a whole big space, and it costs a little bit more. And we struggle. We practice in the park. We practice in the rain. We practice in the elements. We sweating hard. We practice in our houses. And we don't have a place to practice. We in parking lots, basketball courts, all of that. So we would love to have a day where we can create a good, you know, a few hours of studio time. I'm only asking for like 2 or 3 hours. It's like $50. It's about, now it's like $80 an hour. So I'm going to try to take up a donation so that we can actually, you know, get some good work in. All the people we're dancing for now, we've been hired by Dean Alcetto. Cherish D hired me and Polo Ortiz from Dejan T Camp. Prince has been in Tory's video, and he featured in Hezzy the Kids video. A lot of this stuff we don't get to prepare for every, you know, so I'm going to definitely do that. And before I go, I do want to shout out Eric Gerardo from Mr. Five Encounters. He has a company called Mr. Five Productions. He's been filming the Meeting of the Minds for us for the past few before we stopped.
Wow.
And he has a YouTube channel, and he got myself and Dejan T as his new official host. So that's a new venture that I'm on. I will be interviewing people and getting an nitty-gritty for Mr. Five Productions and stuff. So it's going to be great. We're doing great things out here. So are you, Sandra. I'm proud of you as well, because I can't wait to see that dog on Movie Boy. I cannot wait.
I know, right? I know, right? And you know, some guys, I'll be honest with you, when I first started out, before I even got into the part that I got into, Jessica and Combs was supposed to have been in it. My apologies to both of them. I redid the whole movie, which one of the great things that I did was the part that Jessica actually had, I want to say, the part somebody, well, the part Jessica had, actually Jessica, that wrote the whole thing. So it's not even the same one we did at the house when my father passed away. It's not even that one. The whole thing is different. But Jessica, I just want to make it very clear. Jessica and Colors both were supposed to be in it. And then they were supposed to do, I want to say, the part where the news part. So that's when I fell off for like 4 years, guys, all kind of things happened. But I will say this. Because I didn't get them in it, I took the whole thing out of nobody's doing it. Not one. I don't even have it in there because I wanted them to do it.
Well, can I?
Of course.
Well, can I say something?
Of course.
It doesn't matter who was in the movie beforehand. The point is that the stars aligned and your movie happened when it was supposed to happen with the people that were supposed to be there. Do you understand the type of talent that you have on your roster? I'm a fan of a lot of the people that you have on that team right now. And we were so excited. Me and Colors was hyped when we saw you were filming again. And we saw Cassia. And we saw Jay Paul. We were like, oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. And we just we were just happy that you could not have a better cast. And they weren't there last time. So I'm glad that right now you got the people you got set up to bring the story to light, because that's how I was supposed to come out in the first place. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's so unselfish for you to say. That's a very unselfish thing to say. But Jessica, I tell you what, when you see the movie, you're going to be even more proud of me. You really are. The movie is crazy. I did so much twists and turns in that movie till it's ridiculous. And I'm so happy because I want you guys here with me, you know, right there. We got them. You're going VIP with me, Colors and Jay, and, of course, Jessica. And I'm going to make sure you guys are with me because you were supposed to be in at the beginning. But thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me that you said that right here on national TV, you know, on national radio.
Yeah.
That was very nice of you to say that. You know what I'm saying? You touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It makes me feel so good that you understood, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, she was like, listen, whoever was supposed to be in there, that's just the way it was. You know, she stopped me.
Basically.
I love it, Jess. I love it. So listen, Jessica, I'm going to dedicate a song to you. Somebody got your name or something. I got to play. Y'all got to just listen to her name, okay? Other people's names.
Right.
But I got to dedicate a song to you. But before I do that, if there's anything, just... tell your little girl I said hi. She's so pretty. Oh, gosh, she got big, y'all, too.
Yeah, man.
I seen y'all carrying on Facebook. I loved it. Yeah, I seen it all. You know, Jessica, I follow you more than you even know. You have no idea. I can tell you most of everything you did all of when you was in West Ashley over here. The lady, actually, if I'm not mistaken, Jessica, the lady's like a Caucasian lady, right? Am I right? That owns it or something like that, because she did
some.
She did viral when it first came out. I thought maybe you all would be on there, but she did some viral stuff. You seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, she did some viral stuff. I had enjoyed that. I was watching her for a while because I thought maybe y'all would come out and do some stuff, but it was just her by herself, and she was just doing some ballerina stuff and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you went in there and you did the dances and all that good stuff, you know, I watched you. I found you were dancing. Come on now, Jay. You know I'm going to be right there. I got to watch the dances. So I've seen a lot of your stuff when you was practicing. I knew you got a guy in there a couple of times when I was watching, you know, teaching me. You're doing your thing. I gotta tell you something. Out of everything that you do, I am so sorry, but I'm gonna be very honest. The dance is what I love the most. That is my favorite thing in the whole world about you. My favorite thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not got into the rest of the stuff, but nobody can mess with me when it comes to you with your dance. I don't care. That is my favorite thing in the whole world because I think you're crazy with it. But if there's something that I didn't say, please go ahead and say it. If not, then we're gonna go ahead and I want you to listen to this song somebody named Jessica named it. Go ahead, Jay. Anything you want to say, baby, that we didn't talk about?
Real fast, there's a young team led by Kirsten Farr, and they're called the Devastating Divas of Dance. They are from ages 5 to 15, and these little girls are practicing every day, and they're doing their thing. Dance teams are expensive, guys, costumes, traveling, you know, especially dealing with children. This is all coming out of Kirsten's pocket. I would love if everybody... go on her Facebook page, Kirsten, I think it's K-E-A-R-S-T-O-N, Fars, F-A-R-R-S, and check her out. Also on Instagram, T-H-E-E, The Devastating Divas of Dance. check them out. Mm-hmm. I actually just did a promo for them. I wanted them to have a little bit more shine, mm-hmm. and I think they deserve the shine. They're doing such a great thing. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to work with the children, and, you know, I wanted to support the kids. So definitely check her out. She can accept
nice.
Any donations you have, whether it's $1 to $5, no matter what it is, it'll be very much appreciated. We got to, you know, support our youth. But that's it. That's all I got to say, guys.
That's okay. Listen, you have another question. I'm going to go ahead and let this person ask you the question. Hello, what's your name? What's your question?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How y'all doing?
Hey. What's your name? Hey,
it's,
sweetie, what's your
it's
name?
It's the girl Headliner just coming on to say I'm proud of you. Jessica, you know, she did the choreography for my video. Hey. Like, I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm here to support you 100%. I love y'all.
Aw, thank you.
I've been enjoying the show. I've really been enjoying the show. I'm just sitting here like, wow, okay, I didn't know that. Okay. You know, so I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
girl.
Look
at you.
Yes.
Thank you. I seen you when you asked the question.
Major.
It was so nice to you. And your support. We appreciate
yes.
you, girl. Okay? You
thank
good?
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're so cute. I love the women. I love the women. I love y'all. I'm like your granny, okay? I'm your granny. I am. Okay,
oh, guys, you guys, Friday, real fast, Friday, there's a new podcast
mm-hmm.
coming out. Well, not this Friday, excuse me. I'll send you the flyer. I think it's like the 29th or the 28th, the 28th, August 28th.
The
28th there's
okay.
a new podcast,
okay.
The Other Side. It's called
mm-hmm.
The Other Side. It's with Ali Shimon
yes.
and Colors the Network, man.
Yes.
And I am going to be turning up a podcast because I'm their first guest. And you already know, I'm coming through unapologetically. You feel me?
All right. All right. Let me be watching. All right.
But seriously, that's it for sure.
No, you're good. Now, on Friday, once we get off with Colors, I'm going right on to watch it, right on Facebook. I'm going to check it in.
Yes.
I'm going to watch it. And I was told you're the very first one, so when that happens, I'm going to watch that as well. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend. This is one of my favorite dancers in the whole world. This is Miss Jessica RFM, you understand? And I really appreciate you coming on. I appreciate each and every last one of you guys that are supporting us. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Shout out to the whole long time coming entertainment team. Shout out to everybody that
yes.
came on. I appreciate y'all as well. Thank you so much because you didn't have to pick up your phone and listen to this, but you did. And you stayed on and you
yes.
asked questions and you were so appreciated. Thank you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You understand? All right, so Jessica, thank you, darling. And you know I love you to death. I really do.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. I got you, baby.
Bye.
No, stay on. Don't forget that. Do that. Hang up. I got something for
you.
Oh, the
song.
Don't
yes.
you hang up. Girl, stop playing. Yeah, okay. And we're not going to keep you. We're not going to play this so long. But once we say one thing, that's it. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jennifer gotcha. Center with the Blog Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all got to hear the song. We're not going to play it all. I just want y'all to hear this part right here. Bye-bye.
She thinks she's ready. I know she's ready. Tell T, do it one time. Tell D, do it one time. T2, do it one time. Toya, do it one time. Nikki, do it one time. Brittany, do it one time. Mari, do it one time. Ari, do it one time. Jessica, do it one time. Nessa, do it one time. Jasmine, do it one time.
Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will. Yay.
I love that, Jessica. I love it. Shout out to Will Love. That record is crazy. I had the opportunity to work with him, Jay Brown, all the people that was in there. And I'm so glad he said your name in there, Jessica. That's so dope. I love it. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I had to hear that. I wanted to dedicate
yes.
that to Jessica right there. Shout out to the love. Shout out to all of you. Jessica, thank you for coming on. You guys have a good
well,
night.
Check your,
okay?
Check your inbox.
Ma'am?
Check your inbox. I got a surprise for you, too.
I sure damn well.
Got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jennifer Center with Vlog Radio Talk Show. My friend Jessica, you take care, girl, and I got you back, and I'm going to
all right.
You guys have a good night.
I love
bye.
You, baby. All right. Bye-bye.